ఇన్ ద సిక్స్త్ క్యాంటో ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, యమరాజ్ వైల్ గివింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ టు హిస్ ఫాలోయర్స్ టోల్ దెమ్ ఎ వెరీ ఫేమస్ వర్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆఫన్ కోటెడ్ బై మెనీ వైష్ణవాస్. హీ సెడ్, తస్మాత్ సంకీర్తనం విష్ణోర్ జగన్ మంగళమంహసాం మహతామపి కౌరవ్య విద్యై కాంతిక నిష్కృతం. He said, this chanting of the holy names of the Supreme Lord has a great purifying effect in the entire creation. So much so that even the greatest of the sins, mahatamapi, means even the greatest of the sins can be eradicated by chanting of the holy name. Because the holy name is Mangala, he says. Mangala means auspicious. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu, the Vishnu Sankirtan has a Mangalmaya effect, such an auspicious effect that can purify anything. So I was reading the purport, and the purport says that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord if one has to become purified of all the contamination. So often sometimes we wonder, some people say, no, I have chanted the holy name, it doesn't work. You see, I was also chanting Hare Krishna before. Just see, you know, I am indulging in all sinful activities now. There are people who sometimes minimize the potency of the holy name or sometimes criticize the holy name, saying that it doesn't work. But those who speak like that, you will never find them chanting. And why they are not able to get purified? Because they have stopped chanting. That's the main reason. But if somebody is constantly chanting, at the same time to continue performing sins is impossible. That is why it is said, Namani Nama Jata Paradhanam Namani Eva Harantyagam. The offenses that are committed against the chanting of the holy name can be eradicated only by chanting of the holy name. But how? The constant chanting of the holy name. If one is extremely fearful in the situation of the material world, and one is feeling very vulnerable and weak, the solution given in the scriptures is constant chanting of the holy name. If one is feeling weak at heart, similarly, if one is committing offenses against devotees or offenses against the holy name, the solution is constant chanting of the holy name. Such constant chanting burns away all the impurities. Just like we see Lord Krishna's performance of his pastimes shows this fact also. When Krishna entered into the mouth of Agasur, at that time it is said all the coward boys, they got a smell coming out of this huge snake's mouth, which was a very fishy odor, fishy smell, nasty smell, when they were entering into the mouth of Agasur. But after Krishna entered the mouth of Agasur and blocked his throat and the eyes bulged out and they came out and Agasur died, and the soul came out of Agasur's body and entered into the effulgence of Krishna. So that time, it is said, because Agasur became extremely fortunate to contain Lord Krishna inside his mouth. It is exactly like a devotee holding Krishna in his heart. It is equivalent to that. So he became completely purified. And all the bad odor, smell, everything was gone. And after that, the coward boys used that place like a playground, tongue of Agasur, to remain forever. So he became completely purified. That purifying effect was made possible by Krishna contact. Same thing with the Putana also. When Putana showed her demoness body, huge body, 12 miles long, with her stomach like a dried up lake, and huge teeth. It was such a huge, horrible looking body. Demon's body, impure body. But because Krishna sucked milk from her breast, immediately her whole body became purified. So much so that when the coward men later on cut her body into several pieces and they were burning, it was giving out very fragrant effervescence, fragrant odor after that. These are on a physical platform. But you see, Kubja, she harbored lusty desires for Krishna when she saw the beautiful form of Krishna. Kubja's attraction for Krishna is not like the gopi's attraction for Krishna. Because gopi's attraction for Krishna is completely pure and untainted by lust. It has only got the desire to serve. There is no desire to enjoy Krishna or exploit Krishna. Whereas Kubja's mentality was different, because Prabhupada says, Kubja comes from a tattva which is connected to material energy. She is called as a Purusha Shakti. So she has that enjoying mentality. When she saw Krishna, she had that lusty enjoying mentality. But when she took Krishna's lotus feet and kept on her chest, immediately the burning lusty desires were put off completely. They were quenched completely. And she lost her propensity for lust. And she became completely purified. And she developed a genuine pure love for Krishna by doing that. In this way, both externally and internally, one can become completely purified by coming in contact with Krishna. There are innumerable evidences to be shown like this. And the same is the effect of the chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name produces external results by seeing the shilata, the character of a devotee, and guna, the qualities of a devotee. They all manifest externally, internally, can be practically observed by one who is chanting the holy name. Like Mrigari chanted the holy name, and externally one saw the gentleness of Mrigari, how he didn't even want to cause little pain also, hurt to the ant also. He became so sensitive. On the other hand, internally also the holy name completely purifies the heart, as it is confirmed in this verse. And this was very amazing. As Prabhupada says, that such a purification will not take place if one is not constantly chanting the holy name. That is the main reason. Many people who criticize the holy name are not able to pronounce the holy name at all. They say that, you know, I have given up chanting because it doesn't work. That's not the reason. They have given up chanting because they cannot chant. Because they are offending the holy name, offending devotees, it is very difficult to chant. So this is one test that the holy name will not arise in the tongue of a chanter or anyone who wants to chant if one is committing offenses against the devotees, offenses against the Lord, offenses against the holy name itself. It's a great difficulty. So it appears like a paradox. How is it that if I'm committing offenses, I have to take shelter of the holy name to purify the offenses? At the same time, if I'm committing offenses against the holy name, that the holy name will not awaken in my tongue. So this question is resolved by the mercy factor. The mercy factor can make even an offender chant the holy name. When one takes shelter of the devotees and devotee sangha, some or other, and that one is able to chant the holy name. And devotees all over the world have experienced how strugglesome it is to chant the holy name. Either we fall asleep or we have struggled to capture the mind and make the mind hear the holy name. It is very difficult. It's all because of the offenses, past and present offenses that we commit. So a person who lacks a sincere attitude will simply blame the holy name and be unable to reap the innumerable benefits from the holy name. But one who is sincere, he will be able to approach the holy name with a proper attitude. Then one can reap the actual benefits. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnur jagan mangalam amhasa mahatam api karovya vidyai kanti kanishkritam. This is the conclusion of all the great sages and saints and scriptures, that the holy name is so potent that it can burn away more sins than what one is able to even commit. Just like the sun absorbing the urine and stool all over the globe and still remaining uncontaminated in his full glory. Hari Naam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.